episode, and I'm like, this is a really good episode. And then I forgot it was that episode where you didn't have your mic plugged in, so every time you were coughing, you were pressing mute, but it wasn't doing anything, and you're just coughing straight into the mic.
Yeah, I just listened to that Croc episode the other day, too, and I was like, it was only a couple of days ago, and I was just like, God damn, Toddy, I can't believe you let this happen.
It was like, I paused everything, and then, like, it got to a point where I'm like, I was sort of like letting it go, and I was trying to talk over you because I knew it was coming, but yeah, that was a weird one.
Yeah,
it was fucking... like, you said you were muting it. I was like, yeah, well, it's not muting the audio, though.
And that's right, because you were like, oh, it's coming through your headphones or through your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, it's right, now I can see, it says on the screen, it says it's microphone Yeti.
Yeah, that's all that matters, baby.
That's right.
Yeah, let's get into it, eh?
Yeah, let's get stuck into it.
Wisconsin. Hey, that's 70 Show Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. It's been a couple of weeks, but this week we're covering season 2 episode 22, Jackie Moves On. Originally released the 3rd of April 2000. Back here with my good mate Shep. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, peeps? Yeah, good man. Been exhausted. I've been fucking working my ass off. Big night shifts. And when I'm home, I'm fucking busting my ass as well. Although I did squeeze in a couple of hours of Red Dead the Sava because I hadn't played it for like a week.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, it was good.
Gotta squeeze them in when you can, right?
100%. Yeah, I could justify it. I spent fucking 8 hours outside on my deck, building my deck.
Of course.
So I could come inside and play 2 hours of the Xbox.
Yeah, definitely. I've completely forgotten. Is it Jesse, your mate's name, that wants the weekly episodes?
Yeah.
I have to apologize. You have to apologize.
Sorry, yeah. I'm sure he'll shoot me a text saying, dude, it's been like 2 weeks or almost three weeks now.
They've been coming out fortnightly at the moment. So.
Yeah. It's all right. I've only got, I think, 2 more weeks on this job doing night shift, so everything should go back to normal, hopefully.
Oh, retirement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. So you said you've seen this episode. You remember this episode before you watched it multiple times again, or no?
Nah, I think there was a couple of little bits that I remember.
Yeah.
I had to watch it, and I think I have watched it probably about 3 or 4 times over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, every time we go to record, it's like, you're ready for it. Yeah. Nah, that's fair. Before, like always, before we get in the show, quickly get into the socials. Guys, give us a follow on. Hello Wisconsin Podcast on Instagram and Hello 70s Podcast on Twitter. Also, merch shop at TeePublic. If you guys jump on, grab some merch. It's okay. It's all right, I guess. Whatever you want. Yep, it's there. Also, what are we at now?
There's some shout outs for us. Yeah, I saw our buddy Jeremiah wearing one of our Hello Wisconsin shirts. So, well done, legend. Awesome photo. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks for the support. That's awesome. Like I said, that TeePublic is crap. Like, I mean, in the sense for us, like, as content creators and selling merchandise, you literally see a dollar of it. Like, you know, it's more so like, yeah, if you want to wear the brand, basically.
That's right.
So,
you just want to represent.
Yeah. So it's for you, not us. So,
that's right.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah, Jeremiah also has got involved in Shep's section of the show. Have you been paying attention? So that's his questions this week.
It's gonna be so good. Like,
we're both gonna
well
be
done, Jeremiah, for getting involved. Yeah. I fucking love it. It's the best.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate the support. Also, the Betsman as well. I think it's the Betsman. Tell me if I'm wrong, dude. I'm pretty sure it's the Betsman. We've been discussing the last few days about the breaking news. The breaking news in that 90s show where Ashton and Mila Kunis have come out and said that they will not be appearing in season 2 of that 90s show. I don't know if this is a full-on, like all characters or not, but it kind of looks that way at the moment. So he's explained to me, like, how pissed he is, and I'm kind of pissed as well, but we both kind of get it, you know, for character development, whatever, but it's a bit of a bummer.
I think you'll still see Fez will still get a bit of a run.
No, not at all.
No,
Kenneth Fez has said he's not coming back either.
Oh, okay. I just assumed he would continue on his story for a little bit.
I'm bummed in the sense of, like, I feel like that's what was so good about the first one is the fact that they had all these cool cameos. And they weren't very big. They're only small, but they were enough. But, yeah, I don't know if it's a good decision or not. I did see, though, Seth Green, who plays Mitch in the later seasons, is going to appear as a cameo. So maybe they've got, like, the random odd characters coming back here and there. So I don't know, but it's still a bit of a bummer.
Maybe Timmy will get a run.
Oh, man, that would, like, make my year.
Absolutely. That would blow my mind.
That'd be the best. That'd be so good. So, yeah, shout out to the Betsman. Thanks for the ongoing support as well and your frustrations. Also, we also had an inbox from Brian Dean on Instagram asking us a few questions I couldn't answer because I'm a bit of a dummy. But thank you so much, mate, for reaching out, and thanks for following along on the podcast.
Cheers.
Yeah, Brian Dean. I hope I said that right.
Yeah, cheers, buddy. And thanks to everyone for getting behind us and continue to listen to us old geezers talk about an awesome show that you all love.
Also, man, sorry to butt in. Yeah, Brian Dean also said that he bought the DVDs. So he's watching along and following along on the DVDs.
Sick. Yeah, so hopefully they're in widescreen like yours are, and he's seen all the extra stuff around the top and whatnot.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. That's it. This week we got some trivia.
Yeah. Well, Chef's trivia.
So first one this week is.
Well, Rusty.
Did you know that Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson starred in a Netflix show called The Ranch?
Yeah.
Together from 2016 to 2020. What was that? 2020, I think it was.
You try watching it?
I've seen it all. Yeah, it was good. It's a good show. Yeah.
I've seen one episode and I've seen two episodes. And I was kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of my thing, but kind of not. I probably would have liked it, but I don't know. I don't know what it was that put me off. But
nah, it was pretty good. I quite liked it.
Okay.
I forget. Is it Sam Elliott? Is that the old geezer, the main bloke?
He's off every Western, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the best voice in the world.
Oh, he's got a sick voice. Sick mode.
Yeah, Sigmo as well. Nailed it. I think he gets a running Family Guy, that Sam Elliott.
Does he? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Probably more his mustache gets a run, so.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, so there you go. So that's the first one. And then the second one, that 70s show was filmed at Soundstage 2 at CBS Studios in Los Angeles.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Is that where they're filming 90s now, you reckon?
Not sure. I didn't check, but there's a bunch of shows that have been filmed there, like, over the past, I think, 40, 50 years. So.
Yeah, okay. I have seen a lot of people in, that 70s community, like, that I'm a part of, like, the Facebook groups and whatnot. Like, a lot of people get that, you know, have been going to these live audience shows and been getting stuff signed and things like that. So I wonder if that's the same place. Probably is, but.
Could be. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they'd be mad. That'd be the best.
So yeah, there's me two quick and sweet trivias this week.
Beauty.
Plot, do you want me to go through the plot, champion?
Go for it.
All right, Kelso is still Deva over the breakup with Jackie, but he's relieved to find out that Jackie is feeling miserable. Whilst Fez seizes the opportunity to take Jackie on a date, which doesn't go great.
No.
Eric is freaking out. I think Laurie told Hyde an embarrassing story about him.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. And then Red and Kitty go for a night out and discover each other's secrets to providing for their family.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Through those tough times.
It was through the tough times. Seems like a lifetime ago now.
Well, Red's got his job now, so.
Not even that long ago, really.
Nah, not really.
But yeah, we're starting in the basement.
Yeah, what's happening down there, Toddy?
Kelso's named his pink bits Pink Floyd.
Yeah, he's Pink Floyd. I think what's happened? I think Fez says something like, "Oh no, that's right." Yeah. Kelso's talking about his Pink Floyd bits.
Yeah. Guess what I named Pink Floyd? Yeah, he's wearing that stupid shirt with the car on it.
Yeah.
Very 70s too.
And that's where Donna's trying to tell the gang how Jackie's feeling a bit down.
yeah, she's feeling down, and Kelso's like, yeah, you know, I'm so happy now, I'm over it, and she's pining for me.
Yeah, he's feeling chuffed that she's feeling like shit.
Yeah, and everyone's feeling sorry for her, and Kelso's like, wait, what, everyone likes Jackie now? Everyone's yeah. like feeling sympathetic for her because she's upset. I do love it when Eric like slowly raises his hand. He's like, I don't.
Thank you, Eric. Because I think isn't Hyde's hacking on Kelso for crying all week over Jackie?
Yeah, I had allergies.
And he's, I have allergies.
Yeah, that's right. He cried like a baby. That's yeah, an eye.
That's right. He's like, is it so wrong to feel?
Yeah, that's so good. Starting to get those really good Kelso quotes.
Yeah, and I think Fez is asks Kelso if he can ask Jackie out.
Yes, and he was like, what did you say?
I think Donna butts in and says that's a bad idea first.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
And then Hyde also agrees and sympathizes with Jackie's, and that's when Kelso is concerned. He's like, since when do you like Jackie? And then that's the Fez. And then after Hyde says his bit, he's like, since when did you like Jackie? Does everybody like Jackie?
Oh, okay.
And that's where Eric puts his hand up and goes, I still don't like Jackie.
I just love how Kelso agrees. He's like, oh, thank you. Like, sorry, he thanks him.
Thank you.
But then...
Does he say, yes, I appreciate you for your loyalty or something?
Yeah. And then, like, straight away, Kelso mentions how, like, he dumped Jackie. But then Eric's like, wait, didn't she dump you? And he's like, it's in the details.
It's in the details.
It's getting... Kelso's getting so good now. Like, yeah, he's starting to... He's starting to fire on all cylinders.
Yeah, and then this is where Fez comes in. He's like, nothing will stop me asking Jackie on a date, not even ninjas.
Is it because he's reading a ninja comic or something?
He's got a ninja comic, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then that's where we go into Fez's, like, dream.
Oh, man, this is so cool. I love this. It's like the old monkey magic style. Is that what it is, monkey magic?
Yeah,
is
monkey magic.
Yeah.
Like, and our mate's got the fucking long goatee.
Yeah, and he plays every villain in every Japanese movie.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but I do like how they've done the old school dub, the voice dub, where they dub it to English, and it's like terribly mismatched.
Yeah, and I love the location now. It's like a seedy alley.
Yeah, it's just the back of like one of the shops. It looks like the back of one of the shops in further down in the seasons.
Yeah, or it could be where the nightclub was.
Oh yeah, or near the hub.
Or near the hub.
Hmm. This random alley that's in that Point Place alley.
But how good is his acting in it? It's so awesome. Like,
oh, it's perfect.
All the moves, the slow motion, and it gives you that like Chez Fez feeling.
Oh yeah, definitely. Bloody Chez Fez. It's so good. His moves are mad.
Yeah, and then that's where it goes back into the basement, and I think doesn't Kelso say, Jackie won't go for you because you're foreign.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't like foreigners or something like that, and he's like, "Chill."
He's here.
A little like pops one out. So cool. I love it. Then we go into the opening, right?
We go into the opening credits, I believe.
Yeah.
And then that's after that we head into the kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah. So sorry. Getting distracted. My son's making some sound. Yeah. Go straight in the kitchen.
Laurie's going through the purse.
He's going through Kitty's purse
looking for fucking money.
Just openly. Just going looking for hot rollers, right?
I think money for hot rollers, maybe.
Yeah, money for hot rollers. Sorry, what am I saying?
And then I think Eric and Laurie have a back and forth. Having a go at each other.
I love when Kitty, before they start going at it, Kitty's like, straight hair isn't the end of the world.
Yeah, and doesn't Eric say to her, you know what would be good for your self-esteem? Not being the village whore.
The village whore brutally rips her one. They've already started.
And that's where she loses to Eric then. It's like, what? And then that's where Red walks in. He's like, you're both wrong, so can it?
Yeah, so can it. Such a sibling fight.
Yeah, so he calls it a draw pretty much. And then that's where I think Red asks Kitty if she wants to go out to dinner. At Frenchie's.
At Frenchie's, because they've been reading. She thinks he's been reading Cosmo.
That's right.
It's a very thing that, like, it's a weird thing for Red to be spontaneous like that.
It is. So he must have been reading the Cosmos upstairs, 100%.
Must have been popping them out.
And he mentioned, yeah, Frenchies. And he mentioned Frenchies.
Yeah, for a restaurant. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it does.
It sounds tacky cool.
Such French food sucks, bro.
I don't know about it.
French like food. Snails and shit. French fries. French fries are good. What is
Les Incombatants?
Ah, Home Alone. Nah, doesn't Laurie say I think she says to Kitty, oh, just order pommes frites.
Yeah, what
which is French fries.
Oh, there you go. How cool is that? That's mad.
Yeah, and then that's where Red's like, oh, you can wear that necklace my mother gave you.
Yeah, mother's necklace. She's like, oh.
The necklace, yeah. And then they leave for work, and mm-hmm. she's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Laurie's like, what's wrong, Mom? Did you pawn it? No, she said,
did you gamble it? Did you gamble the necklace away? And Kitty's just like, stop it, Laurie, or I'll make you go get a job.
Yeah, and she walks out with her hands up. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it for that scene. Then we go to Fez's room.
Yeah. What do you reckon of the set?
It looks like a church.
It looks like a church. It's
boring
and plain.
It's so perfect. Because I'm glad they've kept that going, because in season one, he's foster parent. Was it foster parents or sponsored parents?
Foster parents.
I can't remember. They were heavy churchgoers. So it's good that they've kept with that theme, that he's got this dorky, very straight-edged room. Everything's proper perfect, nothing in it.
I love how he's got the talking points, the notes, the cards. Oh, it's
perfect. And he's like, and he's talking to himself. He's like, talk slow and pronounce out all your words.
Yeah, he's like, speak slowly and enunciate.
And then, like, don't cry.
Don't cry.
And then when he jumps on, he's like, hello, Jackie, will you be there? He talks to his father. He just freaks out.
Yeah, so he's got the old, like, spinner dial, and he starts dialing. Mm-hmm. And then it goes across, and Jackie's in a pitch black room almost.
Yeah, pitch black room. She has no idea who the fuck's calling her.
Yeah.
Doesn't care either.
Doesn't care.
No
F. But, so he starts talking, like you said, speed talking. So he's not smooth like, remember Motoban?
Yep, not smooth.
Not smooth like Motoban. And then Jackie's not sure who it is after she'd already agreed to go.
Were you going to date me? She's like, sure. Wait, who is this?
Who is this? And she starts asking how Michael's going, yeah?
Yeah, and I love it. He's like, yeah, he's fine. Actually, no, he seems dumber.
And then Jackie says that she's doing fine. And he's like, well, I'm dandy.
I'm dandy. You're dandy.
You know me. I'm fine. Fine and dandy.
It is an awkward pause.
Yeah. He's like, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I'll pick you up at 8. And hangs up.
Whatever. Yeah. It's just so brutal, eh?
Yeah.
And he's chuffed with himself.
Yeah, he's pretty pleased.
Then we move into the lounge room. Living room, right?
Lounge room.
Yeah, because the rents are getting ready to go out to Frenchies.
They're all dressed up. And Kitty comes walking down the stairs.
I do love
a high-necked dress.
Yeah, almost like a turtleneck. I do love how whenever Red's waiting, he's got his arm on his bar drinking a whiskey.
Yeah.
Get old-fashioned.
Do you reckon they're having a super sad day or what?
Maybe. Maybe that's what was. That was the end game, probably, until the whole necklace situation.
Yeah, what a debacle.
Not a good Saturday.
That's right. And I think, doesn't Red ask her to see the necklace? And she quickly pulls the one out she's wearing and says, oh, there, I keep it in my dress for safekeeping.
Yeah, so I don't lose it. Actually, that doesn't look like my mum's necklace.
She gave you. Yeah. And then that was the end of that, and they're heading to the kitchen, yeah?
Yes, they do, and that's where Hyde and Laurie are eating hot dogs.
Yeah, Hyde's like, boy, Laurie, you really like that hot dog. You didn't even chew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the crowd's like, ooh. So it sparks this what do you call it, tit for tat.
Yeah.
Between them two.
Yeah, they're trying to burn one another and
going
back and forward. And then I think, what does she say? Like, you know, Hyde, when you're in prison, your table manners would be some turn on for some guy named Tank.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's met a tank yet?
Oh, Maybe those are wise words.
Yeah, but then he comes back to her with a, oh, when you're there for a conjugal visit, you can ask him to take it easy on me.
What is what is conjugal?
Sex.
Oh.
Go for a sexy time visit.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. And then she gets, doesn't she, like, get stunned, and then she's like, oh, nice hair.
Yeah, nice hair. And he's like, and then, oh, Laurie.
Yeah, you could do better than that. And then that's where she tells Hyde she got burned by Eric earlier. Yeah. And then I think Eric walks in, and then they both start laughing.
I do love this because, you know, like, how, I don't know if you did this or not when you were younger, but, like, I swear when we had friends come around, they're like, oh, what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, nothing, you know, like, and you just get them sassed, and they're like, hang on, were you speaking about me? You clearly weren't, but then you bring this doubt in their mind, and it's such a relatable thing, and the way that they've encapsulated this with Eric is so perfect. He's like, wait, what are you saying about me? And then he comes out with it himself eventually. But
I had two sisters, so this was a common thing, like, in our household, because they used to always fucking do it to me.
What does Laurie say when he's like, what are you talking about? No, he walks in and Laurie's like, here's the spindly arm devil.
Yeah, spindly arm. She's not wrong.
Nah, she's not wrong. Yep. Scene done. Then we move to we're at the dinner with Fez and Jackie.
Oh, French, and I think they're at Frenchie's as well.
It probably was, to be honest.
Yeah, because I think he says an expensive French dinner. Maybe
he makes sure he says it multiple times. Are you enjoying a very expensive dinner? I spared no expense.
Yeah, and she's stuffing her face, and he's got his little fucking cards again.
Yeah, he's got his cards out, but she's too busy even stuffing her face to realize. But she's in, like, she didn't get dressed up or anything. She's in, like, half PJs, half, like, a jacket coat thing.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
Yeah. So, have you heard from Michael?
That's right.
As I was saying.
That's right, because he says something about, something about my amusing anecdotes.
Yeah, anecdotes, yeah.
And he's like, I was tying my shoes.
Yeah.
And she kept interrupting him about Michael.
He's like, yes. Going back to my hilarious anecdote.
Yeah. And then she keeps stuffing her face, and that's when he notices the
spinach or something.
Spinach or pea or whatever in the teeth. Yeah, and he does like, that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is available in our merch shop.
I was waiting for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good photo.
Yeah, it's a good profile photo.
Sick. But that's the end of that. Is that when we go down the basement?
Yeah, we go straight down the basement. And they're sitting around the table, and Kelso's like, did you kiss her? He's like, if you kiss her, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. I'll kill you if you kissed her.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't want to kiss her. I wanted to give her a napkin.
Yeah. I was disgusted. Yeah. And he's like, all's forgiven.
That's right. And then Eric's still stressing out that Laurie said something about...
Yeah.
About him. Hyde keeps making him paranoid until Eric just turns around and says, okay, everyone, look, at summer camp. That's where he got the name, Dr. PP.
Dr. PP. Yeah. Well, how's he explain it? Like, he was in the top bunk or something? And...
Yeah. He's no longer allowed on the top bunk.
Because he pissed on someone.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I'm Dr. PP. And he's waving his hand around.
I love the boys' reaction. They're just like in gasp that, like, he's just admitted to this openly. And they're like, yes, we have so much fuel right now. This is awesome.
Yeah, that's right. They're all losing it at him, including Kelso. And then Kelso has a stab at him. He's like, oh, really, Big Chief Brown Bottom?
Whoa, and he's like, whoa, yeah, just shut up. No.
Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry. Everyone, sorry. Just shut up.
Yeah, it's so good. I didn't actually pick up on this. It was my wife that picked up on this, Sarah. If you look in the back, there's like a big, from the stairs, there's this... you'd almost say it's like draped like tinsel, right? And it goes from the stairs up on the ceiling, down, and then around the shower, and then down again.
It's like, but it's tinsel.
It's run like tinsel, but it's not. It's not what it is. It's all the pool tabs from the boys' cans of like soda they drink. They've turned it into like they twine them together.
And
they keep adding to it.
So they made like garland.
Yeah, garland. Sorry, yeah. I didn't notice it. It's mad.
Did you notice on Window Watch? What's in the windows this week on Window Watch?
I didn't watch. No, I wasn't window watching.
Yeah, black tie's in the main one at the back.
Oh, the elusive black tie. Nice. I like that.
And there's still dry grass in the other two.
I wonder if it'll wonder if it's fully dead yet or if it's just, you know, dormant because of winter.
Could be dormant because it's winter.
Mm. Maybe red some browned up glyphosate and killed it.
Definitely.
So we know what. Yeah, I like the old bike tire. That's a good one. Yeah, I'm waiting for a nice new object, like say a tennis ball or
soccer ball or basketball or something.
Yeah, something Kelso dropped down there or a toy. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a clown face. Mm.
Yeah, maybe. All right, update it. Keep me updated on Window Watch. I wasn't looking this time for some reason, but.
Cool. All right, scene 8. We go to the kitchen.
Oh, that's when Kitty comes in. She's like, your father won't stop talking about this damn ring.
That's right, because Eric's doing his homework or something, yeah?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's right. She kept banging on about the necklace, and he tells it, That's right, because he kept banging on about it, and they storm in after dinner, and that's where she turns around and she goes, she lets him know that she hocked it, and she's like, I'm not sorry that that money put food on the table that week.
Yeah, and yeah, I love how Red says it. He's like, you pawned my dead mother's necklace?
Necklace, yeah.
I don't feel bad. And then he walks out. I feel so bad.
Yeah, and then he feels bad because I think... Eric says he feels bad because he told everyone about Dr. Pee-Pee. Molly told everyone about Dr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah, he's like, he instantly brings it back to himself. He's like, you think that's bad?
Yeah, and she's like, that's not bad, that's cute. And she's like, oh, that's right, because she's like, oh, I've told that story that many times. And he's like, Mom.
Bob.
And she's like, I've not told that story that many times, yeah.
Nah, yes. That's right. That was that scene, right?
Yeah, that scene, and then we go to the back porch, yeah, for the...
Yeah, the back porch. Oh, I don't know what's on the front porch for.
Because fucking Red told him to piss off last week, so they're not allowed out there.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Yep, okay, I can get behind that. Okay, they're in the back porch, which I like. Jackie is bitching, complaining about Kelso.
Yeah. And it's old, you remember I said that President song? It's Old Man on the Back Porch is the name of that song.
Oh.
Okay. Old man on the back porch, old man on the back porch, and that old man is me. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's stuffing her face with jerky.
Beef jerky, yeah. Do you like beef jerky?
Yeah, take it or leave it. It's, most of the time it's fucking hard as fuck. It's really hard to find a decent one.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm the same. Like, I don't mind it, but I don't go out of my way to buy it. But yeah, okay. She's stuffing her face with beef jerky, and she calls... Oh, yeah, Jackie's Donna's trying to tell her, like, if you keep eating, you know, you're going to get... And she said, don't you say it, you bitch. And yeah, it's, like, so fat. Brutal. Yeah, and she's like, fat. Just the way Mila Kunis' line delivery, where she's like, you bitch. It's
yeah, like, she so didn't even brutal. Laugh about it.
I know. Normally
she'd like, giggle at that, but she's like, meh. Maybe at that stage Donna's... she thought Donna was a bitch.
Yeah, but I love how Donna's just like, fat. And she's like, oh. And then it instantly goes back to this... I don't think that's even her room.
Yeah, it's her room, but it's dressed up with lollies and stuff.
No, I know it's got candy stuff all over it, but it looks like it's Donna's. Okay. Just the layout, like the orientation didn't look like her room. No? Okay.
Nah, but it's supposed to be like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, and she inflates.
Yeah, because she's eating a blueberry pie, and then she turns into a big old fat blueberry ball, and Donna tries to roll her out the door.
She's clearly like... Do you think they intentionally made it look that fake?
Yeah.
Or the mannequin?
Yeah. Because Donna wouldn't be able to move her otherwise.
Yeah, true. I guess that's like, fuck it. But yeah, they didn't care. That was cool.
They didn't care. That was cool. Nah. Just trying to squish her through the doorway.
I do see that as a gif. You know, like the moving pictures, like a gif when people send? People send it to people. Or it's a meme about being fat. And then it's like jacking on. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That's cool.
It lives on through memes.
Memes. Gotta love memes.
Yeah.
And then that's where it goes back to them on the back porch. And I think Donna tries to take the jerky off her.
Mm.
And she slaps her on the head. She's like,
swap.
Back off, you Amazon.
Yeah. Not really a dissing, but yeah.
It's like, you slap my hand while I try to take your jerky is something a fat girl would say.
That's correct.
And she does the Michael.
Oh, yeah, she does too. Yeah. Yeah. And she slaps it down, right?
Yeah. And then we go back into the basement for scene 10, and that's where Eric confronts Laurie about telling the gang about Dr. Pee-Pee.
It's on.
Yeah, and Fez and Hyde are watching in the background.
Yeah, it's like TV.
And then they start, yeah, they're both going back at it and saying, like, whatever. One of them was like, you stuffed in high school. And she's like,
oh, pretty dumb.
So did you.
What was that? I didn't catch it.
You stuffed in high school. So she stuffed her bra to make it look like she had titties. Oh. And he stuffed his undies to make him look like he had a...
Yeah, but wank. Both Sarah and I were like, what did they say? And I was like, I don't know. I went back and I still didn't catch it. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck they said. Anyway, okay, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, no worries, bro. And then that's where he spills beans and says Laurie was born with a tail.
I love the fact, like, the boys are just, like, stop. And they're, like, the pure shock and horror that, like, their face. They're like, oh, my God. And she's like, I hate you.
And then runs up the stairs. But it's funny because she runs up the stairs and you hear a door slam.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and I didn't think there was anything up there except a void, so...
Well, I mean, in the show, I guess they're, like, in pretended movie world, there's a door, yeah. But, oh, just the guy's reactions are so good. And then, like, Eric does that little with his finger, that weird fucking, like...
Yeah, the wiggle tail, yeah.
Yeah, it's so awkward. And, like, make the sound of
it. Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it was kind of gross.
Yeah, and then we head up to the kitchen, yeah. And I think Red and Kitty are talking, and Kitty apologizes for pawning the necklace.
Yeah, and he's cool with it.
And then, yeah, well, he's like, let bygones be bygones, trying to cover it up. And she's like, that's a bit sus. She's like, what did you do? And then that's where Red tells her that he pawned her dad's pocket watch. He's like, who the hell needs a pocket watch? What's the time? I know. I'll check my pocket. You see, it's just stupid. Unless you're playing Red Dead Redemption 2, in that case, you need the pocket watches because you need to sell them to get cash monies, and you need cash monies to buy shit.
Yeah, that's true. Bank them, and then sell them.
So, Red, start playing some Red Dead and keep that pocket watch.
Do it.
And then,
Sorry to break your
train of thought
there. Yeah, I'm not doing well tonight. When was it the trivia a few weeks back you mentioned about Red was going to be played by Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris, that seemingly
came up on my social media feed. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to write something, but I was just going to write like, oh, this sounds familiar. I mentioned this on the podcast a few weeks back now too. Yeah. You know Chuck Norris is meant to be.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening on the DL and posting shit. Yeah. Maybe you need to post more shit so people can like everyone, that.
Maybe we will.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, back on track. I've lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
That's right. So, yeah, that's where Ray confesses that he pawned the dad's pocket watch, and he also pawned some other stuff, including Bob's snowblower.
That was so good. I love it how he's like, and a snowblower. He's like, did we have a snowblower? That was Bob's. He's so cool about it. He's like, yeah, fuck. But I could picture him going, here, I'll take, so much money for this. And in the whole time, it's like Bob's in his backyard going, where's my snowblower?
Yeah, well, that's right, because doesn't he say he's running out of... run down stories to tell on Bob about the snowblower.
Yeah. You'll never get it back to you, but you'll keep it going. It's probably still going in that 90s show.
Oh, that'd be pretty funny.
If they just suddenly bring it into something, that'd be cool.
Yeah. And then we go out to the driveway, I think, and Eric and Fez are playing basketball, and that's where Hyde's telling Kelso about Laurie's tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's
you say, like, you just said.
What's that? He claims he slept with the devil.
Yeah, he's like, are you telling me that I slept with the devil?
And he's like, yep.
Yeah. Mm. He's like, oh man, I saw that scar. And he's like, well, yeah, because that's where the tail used to be.
Yeah, because he's like, yes, she told me it was a birthmark. And he's
that's right. Yeah.
It is a birthmark. It's where it was removed at birth.
Yep.
Yeah, and then that's where Jackie walks in and talks to Fez,
She comes in all like dolled up again.
Yeah.
And I love how she's like, Michael, how are you? And he's like, I've just learned something very disturbing. Yeah. And she's like, I don't care.
Yeah, and then that's where she's like, Fez, can I talk to you for a minute? And then they walk over, and she apologizes to him for how last night was like a disaster.
Yep.
But she tells Fez to keep worshipping her from afar and stay available just in case.
Yeah.
And he's like chuffed with that. He's like, you do that for me? That's a sweet deal.
That's a sweet deal.
And then that's where, doesn't he go, oh, can we kiss on it? And she goes to kiss him on the cheek and he turns and gets
he turns. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, which stinky. I don't reckon that was probably not part of
it. No, probably not. I reckon that would have been a Wilma would have done that for sure.
Yeah, he would have just done it and she's played along.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty cool though.
It is cool. That's when she walks away and then Kelso's like, yeah.
Yeah, what does Kelso say? You're dead.
That's right. You're dead. It throws a big haymaker at him.
Yeah, and misses and Fez does the kung fu. He's like, oh, yeah. And then it sort of freezes for that split second.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he runs off into the garage and Kelso chases him.
Yeah, oh, it's so classic. I love it.
Yeah.
Good way to end it.
Great way to end it. And then we do the credits in the basement and Eric's having a little snooze on the couch and Laurie comes down with the warm bowl of water and puts his hand in it.
The old Trixie.
She's like, sweet dreams, Dr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
And then he gets all comfy and he rolls over. He's like, oh, yeah.
Is that what he says? He's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah.
A big smile on his face. I'd
assume so. He probably thinks he's got his fingers in some warm apple pie.
Maybe. A blueberry pie. I always wondered about that. Like, we always talked about it when we were kids, like, of doing it to friends when we had sleepovers. But I don't remember ever working. I do remember one of the kids did it, but I don't think it worked.
Nah, the best one was always the toothpaste down the bum crack, because fucking toothpaste down the bum crack.
I didn't know that one.
It's like burns.
Yeah, right. I didn't know that one. There you go.
Yeah, right. Well, toothpaste down the bum crack is a scorcher.
Good to know. Next time, I'll stay over yours.
Yeah. Well, that. Why not?
You know, why not just sneak one in?
Sneak one in, you reckon?
You're like, something's happened. You're like, my butt hurts.
Why is my butt burning?
Wait, it feels good.
Probably. Two in the stink.
Okay, Shep, you do the intro.
And sorry, that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And with that said, it's time for everyone's favorite podcast game show. Have you been paying attention?
Or have you been paying attention? Okay.
Yeah, so have you been paying attention? Special edition. Yeah. Brought to you by Jeremiah.
Yeah, Jeremiah's questions here. Okay. So I haven't read the answers, just so you know. So we'll both answer these. You go first and then I'll go, okay?
Right.
So he's wrote, the questions have three multiple choice answers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jackie moves on. How many ninjas did Fez beat up in his fantasy? One? Was it 10? Two?
It
says 3...2 reg and one boss. So does that mean like three regulars or two regulars, one boss? Or four?
It must be
the one, 10, 3, 2 regulars and one boss, or 3, 4?
I'm gonna go with 3, 2 regulars and one boss, because I think it's 3 in total. One of them's old mate with his goatee.
You cast him as a final boss. Yeah. Okay. So you're going to.
Because he's the one that's got the bloody metal claw thing on. He thinks he's fucking Hugh Jackman, Wolverine.
I was going to go that as well. So that is number three. Number two in the questions. So we're both going.
Number two.
Three or two baddies and one boss. Okay.
Come on, Jeremiah. Number two.
Yeah. Okay. What was Laurie doing in the basement when Eric confronted her about telling the guys about Dr. Pee-Pee?
You didn't give me the answer. Or are you going to give me the answer after?
Okay, I can scroll down. Okay, 1 sec. So, question one. Know. Yeah, we're both right. Number two.
Yeah, 50%.
So there's three questions here, sorry, I should say.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we got...
33.3%.
Yeah. What was Laurie doing in the basement when Eric confronted her about telling the guys about Dr. Pee-Pee? One, folding clothes and watching TV. Two, sleeping. Or three, eating a popsicle and watching TV.
She was definitely, I'm going to say folding clothes.
Yeah, folding clothes. I'm going to say folding clothes as well.
Folding clothes and watching telly.
Yep. And it is correct.
Yeah. I wonder if she's, I was going to say she was probably folding panties, but Kelso probably already stole them
He already stolen them, yeah.
Goddamn Kelso.
Okay, final question.
So what are we at? We're at 66.6%. Yo.
Yeah. I think so. What item of Bob's did Red pawn? 1, lawnmower. 2, snowblower. Or 3, chainsaw. We talked about this.
Your mother was a snowblower.
A snowblower. Yay.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Jeremiah. And I'm going to throw my 2 in there. I'm going to throw my 2 in there just for a bit of fun.
Okay.
So, yes, we got 100%. Thank you, Jeremiah, for pitching in. But yes. If you're listening, Jeremiah, how much is Laurie trying to steal from Kitty for hot rollers? Is it A, $15, B, $18, or C, $20?
The answer is...
Todd's going to answer on your behalf.
Yeah, I'll act as Jeremiah. I need a Californian accent, though. I can't do one. $15.
Ding, 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 ding. $15 is correct. $15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that shit doesn't flow, then you owe me, yo, me, yo. Oh, yo, yo.
What's that, Eminem?
No, it's fucking Jay and Silent Bob, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, there you go. I don't know rap.
One of the greatest movies ever made, Jay and Silent Bob. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Kevin Smith.
I know you're talking
about. And Jason Mewes. Nah. You haven't seen it? Nah. Man, let's end the, end the podcast now. Go and find it on a streaming service and watch it. It's one of the greatest comedy movies ever. No, it is. It's one of the greatest comedy movies ever made. Do yourself a favor, go and watch it.
I've seen him in Zack and Miri Make a Porno. That's about it.
No, you don't have to watch. You can watch all the other ones later. Okay. You just have to watch Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back right now.
Okay, I'll do it. All right, question 2.
Okay, so going with the whole Red pawning pornos thing that Jeremiah went with, what else did Red pawn other than the pocket watch and Bob's snowblower? Is it A, a lawnmower and Eric's record player? B, a lawnmower and Eric's phonograph player? Or C, Laurie's panties and her, in quotation marks, back massager?
I like C, that's cool, but it's B.
It's B?
Yeah, it's B.
Ding, 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 ding. B it is. Well done. Well done, Toddy. Well done, thank Jeremiah. You. Thank you all thank for you. Playing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nicely done. Okay, we're on to scores, and we are out of here. We are out of here.
So I scored first last week. You scored first this week. What do you got?
I have got... I don't know. I was going to give it the standard, but I did find myself laughing a lot in this one. So I'm going to give it 7.9 out of 10. Kelso's... 7.9? Kelso's is... doing it for me right now. He's really good. I love the whole thing with Eric about how that, you know, like the whole, there was literally nothing was going on and he made it about himself and now it turned into something. So that's really cool. and Laurie, finding out Laurie had a tail, which is kind of fitting because she had that devil scene where her eyes went on fire and stuff earlier. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, 7.9 out of 10 for Jackie moves on.
Okay, 7.9, that's good. I would say 7.5. I think my favorite part in the whole bit was probably, let's think, maybe the Red fessing up to the fact that he pawned a whole bunch of shit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's something you think he wouldn't fess up to that.
No, it was a pretty serious moment there where he's like, you know, it's the man's job to do this. So, yeah.
That's right. It's the man's job to provide for the family. And,
excuse me.
Yeah. So 7.5. I do love the ninja scene, though. Like,
that is cool.
Fez's ninja scene was sick.
Good writing. Really good writing. Yeah. I don't know, but good writing.
Yeah. So 7.5 for me. And
I can't remember the last episode scores, but I know the episode before, the wrestling one, you gave it a 10 out of 10, didn't you?
Yeah, the wrestling one's one of my favourites. Yeah. Same as you. Christmas episode, wrestling episode, 10, there's probably 10, a couple of others in
we
there.
We still haven't had a bad episode. I mean, there's not many. There's a couple, but...
There's a few right in the last two seasons maybe, but the wrestling pretty good.
I think I can't remember what season it is. There's one I really don't like. I don't hate, but I don't, I've brought it up a few times, but it's definitely one that's not going to be a good score. But yeah, there's been a bad, there's yet to be a bad score here. And there's yet to be one where we've conflicted, you know what I mean? Like where you've liked one and I haven't, or I've liked one and you haven't.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I don't think we'd ever find one like that. But what's next week's episode? Because is that,
Oh, shit, I just had it up.
Is it Holy Crap? It's Holy Crap.
Holy Crap, yeah, I don't know what one that is. I saw the name come up after Stan, when I was watching on Stan, but I don't know.
Yeah, I sort of remember. I think it's the one where it's the one where we meet Pastor Dave, yeah?
Oh, I hope it is.
Yeah, that's why it's holy crap.
That's mad. So, yeah, Pastor Dave's awesome.
Pastor Dave's pretty funny.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah, cool. I look forward to doing that one.
Yeah, cool.
Sweet. Well, on that note, let's call it, Shep.
Yeah, thank you, everyone, for listening. Hopefully you got a bit out of that. Hopefully you had some laughs. And we look forward to seeing you next week for Holy Crap. And remember, hello, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yeah, baby.
Hello, Wisconsin.
I thought I fucking muted that. I was dying.
I was like, he wasn't coughing at all. It's like, blah, blah, blah.
Motherfucker. I need some water, bro. I'm dying.